Okay. Can I ask you one thing?
Okay.
Can you go a little bit slower
than
usually?
When you're never gonna finish.
Okay, we started last week about the question of this Avrech. We said Avrech is a Bachur Yeshiva who's married. And he comes and he asks the most simple question. Until now, he says they always use imagination. And he said, but imagination is abstract. It's not material imagination. Because then, but someone comes to him and tells, okay, but let's be practical. I'm not in that level. And you said this is supposed to be for everyone. We're a group with high level people know that. I'm in the low level. And I cannot dance with Kavana if I don't imagine. I always think about other things. But if I imagine a little in front of me, with the feature, material feature, then I would daven worry kavana. Yes, can I do it or is this avodah zar? We got mi yodea. It's not obvious if the word mi yodea is the continuation of the question, or this is the Admon Piasechna who himself writes above the question. Might be the question finished before he said. If I do not imagine, I cannot at all daven with kavana. I think the question finished, and here it starts from the. It's a comment before he goes into halacha. This is the Hilchatik Tshuva of the Piaseshner Rebbe. He says, "Umi yodea, who knows? Im lo hayta zot, if this wasn't gam yesod, it was also the source, the sibat, and the reason of the chet of the erev rav." He's talking about chet ha'egel. Chet ha'egel in the midbar, the Torah tells us that the people who were killed were the erev rav. It means they were the ones who did the chet. She'amru that said, "Aselanu Elohim shilchu lefanenu." Do for us a God that will go in front of us. We want to see something. V'shenireon, we'll see him. Come on, maybe this. They also did not mean anything bad. They just wanted a symbol. And I told you already, the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, says that he also comes and says that it wasn't such a big head as we think. They did not believe really that the egel is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they needed him as a symbol for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes something is so high from you, so you need something in the middle, an emtza'i, to help you. So he says, maybe, and it's still avodah zar, and they were killed. Maybe this is the head of the erev rav, that they wanted something that can be seen. And the only reason that Rak, him, just they, the erev rav, hirchiku lalechet, they went too far. Ulevakesh lo tzir machshava levad, they did not only request desire for an imagination, tzir machshava bilvad, only imagination. Rak gam dmut befoal, they wanted befoal, a real feature, the egel. Well, maybe, Kumar, it comes from the same source. They needed something to imagine, material, but the problem, they went too far. They did the egel itself. Only tapshu, and they made this big mistake. Tapshu comes from the word tipe, stupid. Lirzot dmut Elohim Mitzrayim, they wanted the feature of the gods of Egypt. The Egyptians, their god was looked like a cow. Cows and sheep were Gdoshim in those days. We know it also historical now, that is true, to the Egyptians. We know that in people that in India, other places where cows until today are holy. If you drive your car and you bump into a cow, you stop and there's a traffic jam. And everyone waits to the cow to pass the road. You cannot. You tell them we eat cows, they're disgusted. So as I told you, it's not obvious if this is the question that the Avrech comes and says, maybe my will was the will of the Erev Rav, and then I'm in a big problem. They were worse because they went too far and made an egel, but maybe it's the same result, or it might be a comment that the Mon Piasechna adds on the Talmud. And now that Mon Piasechna, that's for sure his words, he says, Ukevan sheyesod chevrateinu, the foundation of our group, our chevra, hu shelo ligo. We do not come to ligo to criticize, saying aloud, criticize aloud, ligo, saying no, that's ligo. Uligzo stam, and to order, just like that, alaish, do this and do that, asekach vekach. That's not our way. He's talking about method in chinuch. You know, even if it's a avodah zarah, it's not our way to come to tell someone, shake it. Fly from here. Why? He's not talking educational wise. Or he won't listen to us. If you come and throw someone out, you say, Sheikh, how can you do this? He might not listen to you. Or שיראה את עצמו לאמור שיש לו מחשבה טובה והתעוררות ואין לו. Or he'll see it himself as someone who has good thoughts, good imaginations, and awakening, and he really doesn't have. Like, I'm trying to understand it. כי באמת גם כולם רוצים להיות תורי לב ובני עלייה, because really everyone wants to be pure-hearted, and בני עלייה, people who are considered high level. רק שאי אפשר להם להתעלות מן רבשם קנה. But there's some people who have desires to be in a high level, but they can't. They don't have the ability to raise themselves, להתעלות מן רבשם from their mud, refuse mud that they're in. As we said before, some people are just stuck into it. Yeah, רבשם is mud. So they're sure they're okay. So there's two options. Or if we come and tell them, you not do it, he will not listen to us. Or he'll say, what's the big deal? What's the problem? I'm okay. I want to be high level. He doesn't understand that he's stuck in the mud, and he can only imagine we were talking about that we need an abstract way of imagining and only material. And all their life is material, so they're used to imagining about their merchandise. And so they imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way. He doesn't understand what's wrong. If you shout at him, it will not help him to understand. That's what he comes and says. It will not help him to understand. Or he won't accept you, or he will not understand. וכל יסוד חברתנו, and all the basis of our group, הוא להרחין את הכתף, is to lower our body. כתף means it's a Greek expression, our shoulders. We're trying to go down to these people on a low level. למקום למחיות החברים, to the low place of the members. עד כפות רגלי נפשם וקום, until their toes, כפות רגלי,
the palms.
Palm is in hands. Why are you saying legs?
The feet. The
legs.
The sole. Like
this feet is there? Yeah.
The sole. S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E. And how do you say soul inside
S-O-U-L.
Here?
S-O-U-L. Oh. It's the same word.
So here we're going to use both. We're going to go down to the sole of their feet. The feet of their souls and their bodies. עד כפות רגלי נפשם וגופם. He's using the body also as a symbol, as a body, their soul. We have to go down to the lowest part of their soul and body. ומשם, from there, לעלות on to raise them up. באמצעים, in techniques, מתאימים להם, fit them. You can't throw him and say, you don't understand, oh, how can you think that way? Because he won't understand what's wrong with him. He's not, you have to lower yourself down to him and raise him up from there.
Techniques that are like pleasant to them.
מתאימים, fit them.
מתאים,
fits him. You cannot use techniques that are too high for him. And we don't throw anyone away. He said, like, lest he's a liar or a gaftan. We saw in the beginning, we saw in page 6, I think it was 7.
What did you say about technique?
Emtsaim. Emtsaim is techniques.
What did you say about the shoulders? Like lifting up the shoulders?
Lowering the shoulders. Lachin et hakatev. Lachin, lowering the shoulders. We have to go down to them and raise them from the low level.
Uh-huh.
You can't come and explain in philosophy that this is not a good way of imagination. So what's the problem? They want to imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the material future. And they're still not in the level. It's a process of imagining a Kadosh Baruch Hu in an abstract way. Not thinking, imagining him in an abstract way. So what do we do with those people? We don't want to throw them out. We want to help them. לכן נראה, that's what it looks like. נראה, that's why we should show them, גם להם, also them, תקנה. Should find their... תקנה is fixing it, to solve the problem. ויצא, and a solution. איך להרגילם, how to get them used to, according כפי מצבם, to their level. We want to put them in the process, and we'll start with them in low price process. Now listen to this sentence, hold your chairs. לכן האיש, במצב כזה בראשית, that's why a person in a situation like this, בראשית גידול והתרחבות ברשותו, he's in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We said it's a process of expanding and growing his מחשבה, but we said when he uses מחשבה, he means imagination. The difference between דמיון and מחשבה, he says in חובת התלמידים, that דמיון is thinking about material things and מחשבה is thinking about abstract things, like you can imagine feelings. What will happen? How would I feel if someone in a dream you have feelings? You see someone dying, you have feelings. You can imagine while you're awake that something bad happens and then your feelings arise. So machshava is thinking, imagining things that are like feelings, goals. So he's saying He's saying if a person like that in this situation, he's just in the beginning of expanding and raising his machshava, then he can be somech, he's smoch et atzmo, be somech himself on the ravid. Let's see what the ravid shem mashil criticizes el Rambam. Za peregim el chot shuva lacha zayin v'zeh leshono. The Rambam lists people who are called minim. Minim en lam chelek lam abba. Rambam peregim talks about all the people who have kol Yisrael shem chelek lam abba. All of the Jews have part for olam abba except these. And then he lists apikorsim and minim.
Who said Aleph
Aleph? What is it? One second, we didn't start. We didn't read it yet. So the Rambam he does not bring the Rambam. The Rambam talks about minim who have no chelek olam abba. And then Amar Avraham. Commentary of the Ravid starts with Aleph Aleph because his name was Avraham. Rabbi Avraham ben David, Ravad, or Ishkenazim Sim Ravid. Amar Avraham. So the Rambam says whoever imagines a Kadosh Baruch Hu or thinks that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a body is a min. Ve'no chelek olam abba. And the Rambam says these words, the Ravid. Rabbi Avraham ben David, Amar Avraham, ולמה קרא לזה מין? Why did he call them a מין? כמה גדולים וטובים הלכו בזמן. There are many great people and good people who went in this מחשבה. Who thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu is human. Today, after the Rambam, who took it, but in the times of the Rambam, you see them running in Mochim, there are many Jews who thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks like, because the Torah says Yad Hashem, and feelings, etc. And today it's obvious after the Rambam, after the influence of Greek philosophy, we can think in an abstractive way. But it was very hard. So the Ravid did not think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a human feature. He accepted the Rambam. He says, but why do you say they're minim? There are many good Jews who think that way. Does not you cannot expel them from Judaism, from Olam Haba, because of that. What are you looking? There are a couple of words.
I thought it was a different language.
No,
he said, like, I know people greater than you.
No, but this was a mistake. Today it was found. Dafka Rama Frankel, you're checking. In the old Tosim, it would say, Kama Anashim Gdolim Vetovim Imeno. And then they found out, now this is the Rambam Frankel, who uses lots of Kidvei Yad and all the prints and the Kidvei Yad and the hand scripts themselves. Just said, Kama Rabim Vetovim, but not Mimeno, not from him. He says there are many people who are good, who are great, and they thought that. So they're minim, big rabbis, so they turn them to be minim, but he does not say tovim imeno. Tovim imeno is a little bit of a oket, pinches. He did not pinch the Rambam.
Memeno, yeah,
again. What does he say here?
It says memeno.
Sagat Ravid, Amar Avraham, ולמה קרא לזה מין? וכמה דברים טובים ממנו, הלכו בזו המחשבה. מה אתה אומר? הלכה זין, הלכות תשובה. יש יד פשוטה של הרב רבינוביץ, and brings all the scripts, has to be here, in the side too, מקורות וציונים, שני נוסחאות, here, differences. בכמה, from the word ממנו, בכמה כתבי יד ליטה, in couple of scripts, there isn't the word ממנו, one word.
It changes the...
נכון, it changes. He also drops it. ויין ספר המפתח, it's a big change. He does not pinch the Rambam.
Right.
He says just there are good people. When he's saying ממנו, more from you, so it means like, it feels like the Ravid...
Greater rabbis than you.
The Ravid identifies with them.
Right.
And the question is, the Ravid thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a body. If you drop this word Mimeno, then you sound, he does not identify with them. He just said they were great. Why do you call them Minim? But I accept your Rambam. I identify with you. This is a question what the Ravid thought. So the word Mimeno makes a big difference if you drop it. Now, the best handwriting that we use, hand script for Mada, is called Askorian. Because the Rambam signed on it. The Rambam, we don't have the original Rambam script, but he signed on it. He went over it, and it's a good one. And there are those small differences in between, like the word Imenum is a big difference. That's the Rambam himself. They arrive at, I don't know. I'm not familiar with what hand scripts. But in Yad Shuta, where Rav Rabinovich is very medakdek, he erased the word Mimeno. And also the Piaseshner does not mention, he says three dots, but you'll see that he says that the Ravid does not argue with the Rambam, he accepts the Rambam. Let's see it now. Ve'al pi pashut, kashe lavin divrei Ravid. So according to Pashut, it's hard to understand the Ravid zao. Halo mikra maleu. This is the expression. Mikra maleu. It's a pashut of the pasuk. Mikra is like The pasuk is full. Who? Is full. Well, it's obvious. The pasuk is meforash. It says ki lo ritem kol tmuna. You didn't see any feature. So how can you say God has a feature? How are you, the Ravid, great Ravid, Rabbi Avraham ben David says, Vayen b'kesef mishne. Look at the kesef mishne. Kesef mishne was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo. I can understand how great he was. He wrote the Beit Yosef. He wrote the kesef mishne and all the Rambam, then Beit Yosef and the Torah, and then the Shulchan Aruch. Look, you just see here the number of books, all the Shulchan Aruch, all the Torah, all the kesef mishne. How come one person finish? I just learned yesterday today that. Aramchal wrote Masechta Yesharim, wrote 135 books, and all are considered very high scholar books. You know, and he died in the age of 40. He made Aliyah 36, and after 4 years in Akko, there was a plague. He died in the age of 40. It's unbelievable. What can people finish in the age of 40? Gdolei Yisrael. Aval kanal beemet yada. Ubakesef mishne sham. Ayem akesef mishne sham kush. Look, the kesef mishne, the kushia. The kushia was really Rabbi thinks that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a bon. ולפי אנליסס, לא שאמר הרייבד זל שיתה האיש ממור ששחס ושלום למעלה ושום תמונה. The Ravid Zal did not think that a person makes a mistake to say there is חס ושלום למעלה, there up there, a feature, שום תמונה, type of a feature. חס מלהזכיר. חס ושלום, to mention something like that. אבל כנראה לומר, this is the way you have to explain the Ravid, באמת ידע, the Ravid really knew, באמת ידע האיש, the person, that's about the Ravid, שהשם יתברך אינו בעל שום תמונה. הנה, הקדוש ברוך הוא has no feature. חס ושלום. רק הוא הקרוץ בחומר, חס ושלום, או חס וחלילה.
חטא
ו. לא, הוא הזכיר את זה. חס מלהזכיר. We read that. חס מלהזכיר. He should not mention it. He said, the person that they're arguing is he a mean or not, according to the Ravid, Ravid himself knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a feature. Rak Hu, only him, the person, the mean. The Rambam calls him a mean. HaKarutz Michomer, the person who is made from matter, Ish Megusham is a very material man. Bal Tmuna, with lots of imagination, with a feature. This person, Metzayer Lazot, imagines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedei Shetuchal Machshavto, so his Machshava can have the ability, Leheachez, to hold on. ולהתגדל, and to grow and to expand. כלומר, the Ravid comes and says, does not argue on the Rambam. He says, well, better rabbis than you think you have the body. He says, good people thought there is a body, not than you, good people. And they're not minim, they're wrong. But they're not minim, they have chelek olam haba. They're good people, but they're very material. And they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu material way. And they're not, you cannot expel them from Judaism. They're good people. For their level, that's what they think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says you can be somech on this Ravid. This Ravid says it's not the right way, it's not the truth, but for their level, they're not meaning. So he says to a person like this, the Avrech who came and said, I want to feature HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a material thing, it will help me daven, he's a lower level. And we said, Daniel, he says in Agru, there are people with low level, and we have to help them out. We won't be able to deliver book. We have to bend their body down and raise them. How would you raise them? He says, they can be so much on the Ravid. The Ravid believes that these people are wrong, but they're not meaning. He says, they're not bad people. So he says, in the beginning of the process, if that will help you do kavana, then you can be somech. Ve'kasher yazor lo, now it's back to the Avrech. Lo, he means the Avrech. Ve'kasher yazor lo Hashem, and when God will help him, ve'titchazek machshavto, and his mind will get, his imagination will get more strong, it means more abstract. Ve'tuchal lachshov ba'Hashem machshava chazika ve'nikya, he can think about Hashem and machshava, which is strong and clear from material things. Naki, clear, clean. V'dimyon nitzot nevuah etgaleh lo, and imagination which is a spark of nevuah would reveal to him, which you said is an abstract type of imagination. Then az atmunah tzir gufaneh ze memela itbaytlu, and then of course this picture and feature, this material gufaneh picture, will be cancelled. automatically. Mimela means automatically. It means he's matir. And this made lots of noise in yeshivas today. And Avreich came to him and asked him, and I imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu in the material way when I daven. Without that, I cannot daven with kavana. And he says, if he's such a low level, he's wrong. But we have to help him. How do we help him? Let him be somech on the Ravid. The Ravid did not say it's the right thing. He did not believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a material feature. But he said, if someone believes that, well, he's not a bad person. You know what I mean? He does have chelak hamava. So he can be somech on the Ravid in the beginning of the process. And then, Bezrat Hashem, we hope that he will develop in the process. And then it will become automatically, he will go up in a level. And then, the Yuchal Etzayim, he can imagine though, for himself, Be'et Filaton, the time that he davens, Shomed Lifnei Hashem, that he stands in front of Hashem, the abstract Hashem, not the material one, Itbarach, Ulifnei Kisei Kavodo, and in front of his Kisei Kavod, these words of Yechezkel, עניין כדי לשבר את האוזן וכדי לשבר המחשבה מה שיכולה לחשוב ולדמות. No, this is the hater. So I'm letting him stand before Hashem and imagine כיסא כבודו just to לשבר, לסבר את האוזן. It's an expression, לסבר את האוזן. No, sorry. This is talking, as I said before, in the abstract HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just using the words כיסא כבודו, material things, only לסבר את האוזן. These are what's called anthropomorphia. He will go up the level, and then he can really imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he uses in his kise, in his chair. But that's only a matter in order anthropomorphic, lesaber ta'ozen, so it will be good for our ear. Our ear can hear it. We relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu as kise kavod, merkava, different material. That's only for anthropomorphic. We have no other option to express ourselves. וכדי לסבר המחשבה, again, the word לסבר is anthropomorphic, just to help our ear or to help our מחשבה, מה שיכולה לחשוב ודמו, what can the level that it can think and imagine. So he has a hater, and I told this is very hard because in Ma'ale Adumim Rabbi came and read this. And he said that he did not say it's a hatred. He just said, according to Admon Piaseshna, if someone wants to imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a human being, then for his level is allowed to do to be sovich on the Ravid. Everyone knows it's wrong. The Ravid knew it's not the truth. A Kadosh Baruch Hu has no feature. But he's not a mean. This person is not a mean. He has chalek ha'am abad. And because we have to lower ourselves for his level, then we'll let him do it and practice him more in imagine until he can imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu in an abstract way. And get him out of this, of the boat, as he said, refesh before, the mud that he sunk into. And the Rosh Hashiva heard it in Maledumi and told the rabbi, he stopped him in the middle of the shir. I think it never happened in the history of the yeshiva. And I told him, do not teach Avot Azar to my students. And he just stood and left. It was before my time, but it's a story that went after my time, much for years. Which was important to Rosh Yeshiva. He became afterwards another Rosh Yeshiva, a smart Tamil Chacham. And you have to understand that things are not simple. This is not simple. And then he says also, Gamata, and also you, Chaver Chavrai, a member of our group. Bishad Adchak, he says it's Tchak. In the time of the Tchak, you can imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu in a Tchak, Bishad Adchak, in the time that you're pressed, in the time. We use it in Halacha.
Oppression.
But we use it in Halacha, Bishad Adchak, not like Katchila, B'diavad. Not in the first step. You have no other option.
It's like before the Romans. It's when you're like oppressed.
But here it does not mean by something political. You yourself, you feel Shadat Chak, you cannot daven with Kavana. Shadat Chak does not mean a political oppress, as you said. It means you feel now in davening you cannot have Kavana. If you feature a Kadosh Baruch Hu's fire burning in front of you or something, and it will make you more focused in davening, then it's not the Katkhila, it's only Shadat Chak. Yeah, you can do it. You know it's a low level, and it's wrong. Objectively, it's wrong. It's not true. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a feature. But you know what I mean. Someone who does that is not someone who doesn't have Chek Lama Bar, the Rambam. The Ravid is Cholik on the Rambam, which is Somich on the Ravid. So if you're Shadat Chak, you're in a time that you're pressed, in time that you see, you know that this will help you, this low level of imagining Hashem, then imagine it. Sayer Lecha, imagine to yourself Shatam Omed Lifnei Kuso, that you're standing in front of his chair, Vata Mitpalel, you're davening, Uvakesh Mimeno Itbarach, you're asking requests from him, Pashut Keben Shebochem Chalem Aviv, as the son who cries and Mitchanen, and asks Mechanin is more than asking. Please, I don't know, from his father. What does he request? Rachem na'anai avi. Please, please have mercy on me, my father. You can imagine him as your father. Kvar ei efshar li lisbol nedudei haguf. I cannot take it anymore. My nedudim. Nedudim is moving from place to place. Of our body. Wanderings of my body. Evazivat haruach. And the spirit that leaves me. I'm a person with no spirit. Umin ha'et. Asher ishlachtani mimuchan. From the time that you threw me away from you. Vistarta panecha mitanu. And you hid your face from us. Magor misaviv, there's all, everything around you is magor, is scaredness. Yeah, you see, I'm scared. Everything around me gets me scared. Umi hu ha'ish, and who is the person? Af belev evim, even with a heart of stone, shelo yimas, but it would not melt. בשעה שמצייר במחשבתו, when he imagines in his מחשבה את הדמות הזאת, this feature. So you see, he tells you, shut up, chak, you're allowed to think about a feature, that you're standing as someone like your father, and you're crying, please mercy me, take me out from my low level. And then he says, who would not melt from this? Looks like he even identifies with this, with this low level. It's not obvious. He says tchak, and then but when he expresses it, that looks like he's much into it. He says, who would not melt from something like this, from this imagination? Who would not melt at this time that he imagines in his mind the tamuz of this feature? Echu omed lifnei kisei kvodo eshocha. He stands before the kisei, before the chair of Hashem, the kisei of his honor. Eshocha, fire that burns. Comes from the passage of Ochla, eats, but it means burns. Umitchanen alav shon, he begs on himself. Umitchanen is begs. Al bnei beitov v'kol Yisrael, on his family and all of Israel. Who would not melt, even if you have a heart of stone? As I said, these are very hard things, because you're using the rive at Adchak, and then you're very identified with that. Who would not melt from doing that? But this is the basis for all the continuation. Umahi says, imagining is a technique that has different levels. The lowest level is imagining material things. And if in that level, so b'diavad, whoa, nice, b'diavad, you can be so mechonat. Where did you get this picture? Of the internet? Yeah. Picture that Alon Teafesh now?
Yeah.
That was when he was younger?
Yeah.
Wow. With a different type of people. Looks younger here. Was it painted by someone, or is it a
picture?
Can you get it off for me too? This is
I have
famous.
It in the computer.
Here?
Yeah.
Great. The Seder. And this is a continuation for the next. A couple of times is going to mention, I know you're in a low level, but you're allowed to imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu as a human being. As I told you, people were thrown from yeshiva because of saying, just mentioning that P.S. Eshner said this. It's a great question. It's not an easy situation. Because anytime we imagine, we're used to imagine things like, what do we imagine? What do we dream? It might be imaginary things. We're dreaming about a person who flies. But we saw in our life things that fly. We're using things that we saw. In our awakeness, we do not think about imagining things that do not exist. Flying exists. As kids, we saw things flying. So birds flying. We saw human beings. So we take apart a human being. We add wings, and we say a human being. So we imagine, especially when we dream, we can dream about things that do not exist. But really, their parts do exist. Flying exists, wings exist, and human beings exist. We just combine between them. We do combinization. It's hard to imagine about things that we do not exist. So anything that we imagine, if we want to use imagining, because he says, we started, you can be as a slave in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be a son. In order to be a son, not just to know that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to use your mind, because only when you imagine, that's also Itbonin in Chabad, when you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it affects your soul. As I said, someone, Gary is going to get married, so when he thinks now, a couple of days before, about his marriage, then I'm sure it affects his feelings. But if he gets into a sugya nalacha, shor shenagachta para, and he starts doing, and he's really into it, then he'll forget about the feelings that he has in front, in front of his, before this big day that in 3 days he's getting married. So what? Sure, I'll come to the wedding. So I'm in Be'er Sheva that morning. I'll take a bus to Yerushalayim and I'll come for the wedding. What? No, she's taking the kids. So he says, if you want to feel like really like Kadosh Baruch Hu love to him, you have to imagine something like you have to think about fiance, imagine her, see her, and then you doesn't have to be seeing as again imagination. Can you just think as we used to be thinking about her? You think about a type of imagination, abstract imagination. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, so how can you think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Anything will make him lower in the levels. He says, you know what? There is a high level nevuah, but it's a procedure. This is a process, and in the lowest level, you can start in the lowest level. The magic Kadosh Baruch Hu is a feature. Okay, Ot Chet, we'll continue. This is the famous Ot Zayin of imagining Kadosh Baruch Hu in the lowest level. Yisomech on the Ravid against the Rambam, and in Ma'aleh Adumim, where everyone goes according to the Rambam, this is not acceptable. שני דברים נחוצים לנו. Two things, we need them. ושניהם חסרים לנו, and we lack, those two things we lack. One of them is התרחבות ושכלול המחשבה. Expanding, and what's the word שכלול in English? We said it.
Expanding and
getting it better. Improving. Improving our thinking. Our thinking, as we said, is imagining abstract things. וגם, and also, the second thing, this is feelings, התעוררות, awakenesses, והתרגשות. התרגשות is experience. Is having שכלול is improve. התרגשות does not mean excitement as we use today, but it means תחושה, having a feeling of something. You can know you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You say, ואחת השם אלוקיך, תציבו, מצוות אהבה השם. But having a feeling, at least a feeling that I cry, that I do not love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As I said, if you have tomorrow, someone will see you for $50,000, you won't sleep all night. But if tomorrow you're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, Beit HaDin, they're going to decide if you die or dead, if you're going to live or die, then you sleep well. It means you don't really have the hitrakshut, the feeling that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. But you do have the feeling that you're going to stand in front of the judge tomorrow when it comes to even being judged. He says we have a lack of feeling that we're going really to stand in front of the real judge. That's called hitrakshut. Today it's usually excitement, but I don't mean, it means the experience. Awakening is an experience. So these two things we lack, and we said they depend one on each other. As we expand our mind, we more can focus about things, then it will awaken our feelings. If you think about a person who did something bad to you, and you don't forget what he did to you, every time you'll think about him, you'll feel hurt. But if you don't think about him, you won't feel hurt. So we know they go together. But you have to expand your focusing and thinking, or imagining, and also awakening an experience, mental experience. באמת שהם אחדים. As I explained that, they're really both one, because one affects the other. כי בשעה שאחד עומד חס ושלו מתוך צרה ומתפלל להשם, אין דמיון ומחשבה חסר לו. Someone who stands in front of Hashem from צרה, he's in sorrows, he's in trouble, and he davens והקדוש ברוך הוא, so he does not lack any imagination and machshava. He does not think about it. He focuses in davening on Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Nazis are running after him. He's not running into the woods. He's hiding in a hole. And he davens Kadosh Baruch Hu, let them pass without them seeing me. Then he does not lack machshava. He really thinks like Kadosh Baruch Hu when he davens to him. Haim b'sha'a she'ish Yisrael mitlehev b'yamim noraim machshava chaser lo? Is the time? Is really in the time a Jew mitlev gets excited b'yamim noraim Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur called yamim noraim, then he lacks machshava. We'll understand here more what he means by the word machshava. Then does he lack it? Lo, b'sha'a she'mitlev u'mutorer u'belo shum machshava u'belo shum, yesh lo machshava she'u choshev u'margish yafim atzavo u'mitadat le'avuto v'roi she'kisei ha'kvod she'ashen elav u'med lifnei Hashem. He says b'sha'a she'mitlev u'mutorer, you have to understand it this way, because there's a paradox here. He says in the time that he is excited, the mitoren awakens, so he's without no machshava. And then he says, yesh to machshava, he has machshava. Hu choshev. He means he has no other machshava. He has no material machshava. When he's really excited, when he davens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's traveling from all his heart, he does not think about anything else. He does not think who sees me in the back and how long I'm davening and any kavod I'm getting for it, or thinks about other things in davening. Then he focuses only on one machshava. What? Not yesh lo machshava. He has machshava. Only one. He feels, he thinks and feels according to his situation, and according to the situation of his excitement. No matter if you're excited because people are running after you, going to kill you. Okay, excited is not, is also used for both sides in Hebrew, not just for positive things, but also for unpositive things. You're excited means you have a real feeling. Then he just, he sees that, he uses the kisei kavod as kadosh baruch hu. He sees that the. The Kisei HaKavod, this is from the Merkava, Yechezkel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nishtashel Elav, goes down to him. And he stands before Hashem, Bitakshut Yeterah, with lots of excitement. Umefaer oto, and he glories HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo et HaMelech Shenistar V'Rachok. Remember, we talked about a king and a father. When he's in real trouble, he's in real happiness, when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not as a king, which is Nistar, who hits from him. V'Rachok Mimenu, Alfei Parsaot, Mefaer U'Meshabeach, he glories. Not that person who's far away from him. Thousands of parsaot. Nefair glories and meshabeach. And also, shivuach, shevach. Chorim maglit shevach, leshevach otcha. I give you
praise.
I praise. Glories and praises. Not the king who's very far from him, he glories and praise. Rak et Hashem, just Hashem, asher neged enav, which is next to his eyes. Against his eyes. When he's in trouble, very happiness, and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. I'm not talking to someone who's far away. I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. I'm asking for help. For help, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're in front of me. Please take me out. I heard a great joke yesterday. I have to tell you. Two people find themselves in a Brestover in a Chabad, and they find themselves in Gehenna. So the Brestover shouts, Rabbi Nachman. I'm talking about salt. You promise that whoever comes to your grave says the king of Tikkun HaKalim and puts tzedaka for Ilur Neshama, you'll pull them out of your payos from Gehenom. So come and pull me out. And Rabbi Nachman appears and pulls them out from his payos from Gehenom. Chavadnik says that. He says, wow. He says, Rabbi, please pull me out from Gehenom. Please pull me out from here. Rabbi tells him, where are you? He says, Gehenom. He says, ah, we need also shlichim there. When your messenger is also in Gehenna. Okay.
What was
Yetira? What?
Yetira. Like about,
more. About we say davening, Avat Olam Aftanu, or Avat Rabba Aftanu, Avat Gdola Vi Yetira. Yetira means
abundant, like.
No, extra.
Extra. Extra. The word extra. Extra. Then his experience is extra. And he does not feel that he's. You know, sometimes you're talking about someone there. I'm talking about him, but he's very far away. Sometimes I'm requesting, I'm crying for my life. Then he's not him. He's not third goof.
Third person.
He's second person. Then you say, Baruch Atah, Atah, you saved me. Then you're really, that's what he means. That turning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're in real trouble, then your experience changes a Kadosh Baruch Hu from him to you, from third person to second person. You're really standing with Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're crying or thanking him if it's happiness, but he's not somewhere away from him. That's what it means, imagining. Imagining is meaning turning a Kadosh Baruch Hu from a third person to a second person. And then he tells him, when he praises him, Lecha Hashem, you, Hashem, you have the glory, Agdula, the biggest, and the Gvura, Vatiferet, Vanetzach, Veho, this is according to the Psukim. Gam in Yeshayahu. V'chen mitpalel, and he davens, Avi, Ava Rachaman, my mercy, my father, the mercy, Aseh li kach v'kach, do to me, like this and like this, whatever he requests. Ve'odzot aseli, and do this too for me too, and do this for me too. Rak she'machshava zo she'esh b'shetat la'avut, yivshar lo la'sigah lo tefsa ha'kach. But this machshava, which means focus, turning HaKadosh Baruch Hu from third person to second person, that he has in the time of experience, of this excitement, la'avut, yivshar lo la'sigah, he cannot understand and grab it afterwards. Sometimes you feel Kadosh Baruch Hu is not third person, second person, but it disappears. You daven, then you go, and that's naturally. You cannot live 100% of your time when Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. You lose it after a lot of time. Why? Mipnei shemitzara ita kekatnut itlaavuto. Mitzara. Bet, kevan sheshu b'machshava gufanit hu ba lehavina. There are two reasons that a person loses when he's troubled, when he's very happy, he really thinks about Kadosh Baruch Hu, focuses without thinking other things, and this is not material thinking. Just he feels like Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of him. That's imagination, feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. Why do you lose it? Because in the mitzara means in the beginning, from Aramaic. Mitzar.
Mitzar from the beginning?
Okay, lo tzar, does not come from the word tzar, that you feel sadness, but mitzar, from the word the beginning. Yaakov in his brachot uses this. Ripnesh mitzar, because from the beginning, haita, this machshava, ke katnut itlavuto. You know, if he has lots, a big loss of machshava, he knows where to focus to expand his machshava, and then his experience will be very in a high level. If he does not focus at all, he can think about his fiance only for 2 minutes, then he won't get too excited, more than 2 minutes. Okay. It goes together. It's because in the beginning, his machshava is not too expanded, it's not big enough, then he also experiences not his experience, his itlavus, his excitement is not stay small. He's in the beginning of the process, he says. So a person like that, we're talking now, even a person like that, who imagines HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a material way, when it comes to real trouble, real happiness, then he does not think HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a material way. But it's not for long, because his machshava is still bekatnut. That's what his experience is, bekatnut. Mitzara, in the beginning, the machshava and the itlavut were very small. Second reason, when he comes later on to understand his experience, he thinks in a material way. You're talking after he had the itlavut, he wants it to rise again. He comes to think about it. How did I get to it? But his way of thinking, as we said, is in a material way. He's coming to understand it. And in a material way of thinking, so. If you have a material way of thinking, then you can think about only a machshava which has imagination and feature. You can think about in the low level imagination of material, velo zulata, not anything else. It means even someone in this bottom line who thinks in material way might have sometimes that he has real imagination. If he's in real in trouble, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of him without material. But then later on, if he wants to raise it again or just think about it, because he thinks in a material way, then he will just imagine he cannot understand how he's still in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu without imagining a material, because he's still in a low level. And then he'll start talking. So we said here there's a hater of thinking, we saw before Odzan, of thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu in a material way. Then he just said, sometimes you also have an abstract way of thinking, and the purpose now that he'll start is, how do I start the process? How do I start moving from the lower level to the highest level? How do I get to Machshava Tehora? You'll see next paragraph, Machshava Tehora Tluya, Machshava, which is Tehor, is dependent in different things, and we'll continue more and more next time. We got to call it Rakshut. So that's next week.
I have 4 words to ask you.
Okay.
This one?